What's going on, peeps? What's going on? What's going on? Morning time, morning scribe, you know. Getting to it, man. Not leaving nothing on the table, man. We grabbing all bites that we can grab, man. We just gonna get to it today. So I woke up this morning, you know, just regular day, you know. Just practicing a little bit of gratitude, you know, and just telling myself what I'm, you know, speaking in general sense of what I'm grateful for. And as far as like what I've seen, what I've dealt with, you know, just knowing that it's not the end. It's definitely not the end, right? I had a little situation I went through this past weekend, you know, because things happen. While it's a personal family matter, you know, it's just, I'm just glad that we caught it in due time. And, you know, nothing else didn't pursue. It could have been real, when I say real nasty, y'all, it could have been through the roof, scary. And I must thank God that it was nowhere near that, because he was watching when we weren't watching. But that's all I'm gonna say about that. And I definitely want to say also that, you know, just you know, I had to identify some things within myself that I needed to fix, right? Some things that maybe I didn't see at first, maybe other people saw, I don't know, but eventually they revealed themselves to me. You know, just the whole breakdown. When you're looking at people, they'll show you their best selves. When you are around people, you tend to be your best self as well. You're not your flawed self, of course. You're not going to just outright, but like, you know, I'm stressing over this, and this, because it's just not in us to just do anything of that nature, right? But me personally, I'm a person that just understands that we all have flaws, we all have issues, we all have things we're going through, and it's just really up to our faith and how we handle things. Because I learned that also, when you stop trying to control situations and you stop thinking that you have control of them, things tend to happen in a good sense, though, don't get me wrong. Things tend to happen and they tend to work their way out. Some way, somehow, it tends to work its way out. You know, and I heard something from Steve Harvey this morning. You know, Steve Harvey said, you know, we tend to not utilize the true talent that we have, that God has given us since birth. Like, we're all blessed with something. Whether you're blessed to make somebody happy, you're blessed to be a teacher, or anything. We're all blessed to have that one thing that we do, and we do it, like he said, we do it without any effort. Like, it's just done. Like, man, look, I could do this with my eyes closed. You know, that type of effort, you know, you have, because your faith is in it, you happy, and you just like, man, this ain't nothing to me. This is nothing. I got this. So, me identifying what I want to do, you know, I definitely want to change lives. My life has been changed through drastic measures. My life has been changed through better decision making. My life has been changed through having better people around me and getting rid of the other people that either was just sours. They just didn't want to do nothing with their life. They were pretty much just okay with what they had. And that's not me. I'm not that person. And I'm not talking about materialistic things. You're just okay because, you know, I'm gonna just do this just to get, I'm not doing nothing to get just to get by. I'm doing something because I actually want to do it. Like, when I go to work, other than this past month and a half, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm going to be very transparent. Other than this past month and a half, I was depressed because I lost my aunt. And it was just a lot happening. And I had to really just get back my, my, get back to my true self and I had to tighten up on some areas that was loose. Now, I'm just being honest and real, you know, and I had to look at my true gift. I had to say, God, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of being a strong person. And honestly, nobody really cares to check on a strong person, because you know why? Because the strong person is always so strong. Oh, man, he going to be okay. He going to bounce back in no time. But I didn't bounce back in no time. It affected my schoolwork. It affected everything around me. And the ones that really did pay attention to see that was something that was going on gave me words of encouragement. And I thanked them and I loved them for that. And I'm always going to cherish that no matter what the outcome may be. Right? So I say that to say this, man. You know, whatever it is that you have a true niche for, a true, like, man, your heart beats faster when you think of this, in a good sense. Not anxiety ridden, but like your heart just like palpitates and your stomach tingles and all that good stuff, the good feelings, the positive vibes that you get, not the, you know, the ridiculousness, but you know, you're like, man, you know, I love doing this. I love it. Even you have, we all have our days. Even when we're doing something that we may love, we might get a little bit restless. But you know what? You regain yourself, and you be like, you know what? I got this. I got this. Everything about it, I got it. I'm going to go ahead and just find out what I need to fix and focus. And then you start to see, you know, you start to see things change. You start to see people actually remove themselves because they're not meant for you. They're not meant to be there. They're not meant to be there at all. You know, you start to see people sticking next to you and actually providing you with information to help you. Hey, man, you know what? Maybe you should try this right here. Yeah, you're right, man. I appreciate it. And it may or may not work. You know, give or take. But you know what? That person thought highly of you and said, you know what, man? Such and such may need this information. Let me go ahead and give it to him. And somehow, some way, just like when you're in traffic, right? Eventually, you might be a little stuck, but eventually, it's going. You know, you start seeing openings. All right, man, I'm gonna just jump out. I see an opening right here. I'm gonna go ahead. You start moving. The traffic starts moving. So once you start seeing the openings in your life, and you start, you know what? I gotta. Man, I'm gonna make a better decision on this. I'm gonna go ahead and do this, and I'm do a little bit better than I did before. Next thing you know, man, you're somewhere that you didn't even think you can be possibly. Somewhere that you didn't even know you could get. You didn't even know, man, dog, I never believed I would even be in this position, man. But hey, I'm here, man, and I'm moving. So I stopped trying to control, be in control of everything, because you can't control everything. You gotta just let it be. You gotta let it, you know, just keep your eye on it. Fight for what you want to fight for, whatever it is that you're willing to fight for. But other than that, whatever you can't control, don't try to control it, because you're only going to end up driving yourself crazy. You're going to end up driving yourself nuts, and that's just not the end result that you want. Be strong, be mindful, be grateful, be humble. You know, and move in the sense that even if you are at your weakest moment, you still are thankful for the things that you have. I don't care for materialistic things. The materialistic things come, they break, they go. All I care about is that I help myself, I help others. I have gratitude in my life. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for, you know, what my mother has taught me with. You know, my grandmother has taught me, my friends have taught me, family members have taught me that, you know, good things and the bad things, because they all make me who I am, you know what I'm saying? And We just got to be a little bit more cognizant of what we're doing. You know, stop all the fake stuff, man. Be real. Keep it real with yourself. Be able to stand and look in the mirror and actually be and actually love the person that you see. Years ago, I couldn't do that. I'm not gonna say I hated the person, but I really just couldn't stand what I looked like when I looked in the mirror years ago before my kids was born. I didn't like the person I saw. Scarred up face, you know, just constantly fighting, I mean, all kind of stuff, man. Just doing a lot of dumb stuff. And the person I am now, man, I'm beyond grateful. I'm beyond grateful, man. And we have to practice that. We gotta practice that, man. I know that in life we will come across good people. And you hold on to those people as much as you can. And if it's a seasonal person, it's a seasonal person. If it's a person that's supposed to be there for a lifetime, you'll know. But like I was told, do not put lifetime, I'm not gonna say restrictions, but lifetime holdings on a seasonal individual. When it's their time to go, it's their time to go. They serve their purpose in your life. They did what they were supposed to do. Time where you may come back around and you may see that person again. Hey man, you know, you remember you told me X, Y? Yeah, man, I started my own business. What? Yeah, man, you know, and they may end up giving you a gig. You know what I'm saying? They might have started, man, I want you to come speak to the people that I got, man. We're going to pay you X, Y, and you. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. That's why you treat the janitor how you treat the CEO. You treat them the same way. They're no different. Because one day you could be the janitor, the next day you could be the CEO. One day you could be the CEO, and then the next day you could be the janitor. There should be no difference, because either way, that individual, man or woman, is going home to feed their family, and they're doing the best with what they got. One just has a different position than the other. But as far as their heart, as far as their compassion and everything, they're no different. They're no different, you know. They're the same person. You know, they're the same person. And I just wanted to jump out today and say, man, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's early morning. And I never used to be a morning person, but working at my job, it had, you know, we have morning hours. And I'm thankful for that, man. Gotta switch it up sometimes. Switch up your day to day. Switch up the stuff that you used to do before and it wasn't working. Switch it up. You know, switch it up. Make it make sense. Give grace where you can. If you can help change somebody's life and you know they got something going on, help change that person's life, man. You got good information, you got some blessings on you, and you know this person is going through it. Change that person's life, man. Because one thing I said to one of my friends, I said to you, I don't ever want to have an issue where my friend end up hurting themselves or something happened, and I didn't get a chance to really, maybe if something I said to them would have changed their life or changed the path they was on. And they may be like, you know what, Will, right, man, this ain't doing it. It ain't doing it no more. And they changed. They decided to just, like, sit down one day instead of going out. And I ain't talking about, like, going to a party, but just going, like, and just kind of think and write some things down. But that day they were supposed to get, you know, to an accident or something, or anything could happen, you know what I'm saying? And just, like, sometimes we got to listen, man. We got to pay attention. Gotta listen and pay attention, because it can be the very thing to save your life. It can be the very thing to save your life. You know? And I'm grateful, man, because I know that there's certain things that people have told me where somebody will be like, man, chill out, man. You don't need to do this, man. Maybe you might want to go this way instead of going that way. And the other way, with somebody waiting with a gun And ain't no telling what they were trying to do. And then the other way that somebody told me to go was the way of no issues or nothing. It was just a straight path. And you got to listen sometimes, man. Stop being hard-headed. Stop being one-sided. And push, man. Push forward. There's always going to be something out there better for you, as long as you keep pushing. But remember, when you have something that's worth fighting for as well, you hold on to it. And you cherish it. You don't want to be one-sided to everything. And you hold on to it for dear life. like it's like the last thing you got. The last thing you got, you know? And just spreading some good vibes today, man. Spreading some good energy, man, because it's needed and it's in this world. It's needed. You know what I'm saying? Let's make some better decisions today. Let's make some positive decisions. Let's remove all the negativity, negative people out of our lives. Let's remove all the fakeness out of our lives, because fake people to me are worse than negative people. At least I know this person is just negative. You know, I know that. All right, well, ain't no change. But a fake person is like a chameleon. They can switch their colors at any time. You know, and just stay out the way. Stay out the way of the ignorance and the nonsense, and just move move with caution, but be humble today and be thankful. And if you have a chance, to anybody listening, if you have a chance today, identify what it is that you truly, truly want to do. Like, identify it. Like, really identify your gift. Identify it in a way that you like, all right, this is what I want to do. I'm doing this right here. And you like, you know, and you just know, like, yeah, I'm doing this right here. Like, all right, I got it. Boom. And start doing your homework. You know, study it. You know, look, you know, do what you got to do. And go after it. Go do something you love. If you're not doing something you love today, you need to change. Don't do it because it's paying the bills and, man, I ain't happy. I'm miserable. I'm stressed out. Nah, make sure you know what you're doing. Or let it be a stepping stone to what you really want to do. Anything I take from the podcast today, make sure it's something that you really, really can see yourself doing. Don't fake it till you make it. Be real about yourself, about your dreams, about your aspirations, your goals. And I promise you, you will be blessed, and it's going to take time. Nothing happens overnight, and if it does, you know, I honor it. I've never seen nothing happen overnight. Honestly, to be truthful, I've seen it take a couple days, but not overnight. Now, so some people, maybe it does. I'm not knocking your hustle or anything, but I'm just saying, folks, let's do a little bit of cleaning house. You feel me? Let's do a little bit of cleaning house, and let's also do a little bit of, honoring, you know what I'm saying, and putting it forward into yourself. You spend so much time trying to pour into others, change others. Or make sure you pour some of that good energy into yourself, and you get into it. Alright? So, you know, with that being said, you know, I definitely want y'all to handle y'all business. Grow through what you go through. That's the realest thing I've ever heard, because I've grown. If I was the same person I was about a good 20 years ago, whew, Lordy Lord. Man, listen. You know, it would detrimental, man. It would be nasty out here, you know? But I definitely benefited from good people in my life. I benefited from just being able to see things as they are, see people for who they are. I just keep it moving. Be blessed today, man. Identify your gift. Work in your true purpose. Ask God to keep your mind and your eyes clear so that you can see everything in front of you. Work hard. Be passionate. You know? Love on you can love on, man. Nobody's not promised to be here for long. And with that being said, babe,